Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Women's Podcast. How are you? How is it going? Okay, I am going to jump right into it. First of all, thank you. And I continue to thank you all for listening, for sharing, for providing feedback, all of the things. I appreciate you being a part of this very, very precious part of me that God is continuing to develop. And so as our community grows, as our reach grows, just thank you in advance for being a part of what God is doing, right? All right. I am going to just get down to it today. I've been experiencing a space of discomfort, as it pertains to where I am spiritually and accepting what God is doing in His timing, right? Sometimes God's timing is not like ours, and we experience discontentment when it comes down to trying to get life together, right? You feel like, I know I can speak for myself. I felt like in the past, when I was younger, I felt like the adults were more solid and stable and just all of those things. All I can tell you is that this adult that I am is not the same adult that I thought it would be, or the same adult that I used to see, right? But in the midst of trying to find myself, in the midst of trying to discover who it is that God has created me to be, who it is that God ordained for me to be, like you said in Jeremiah before, you know, even before I was in my mother's womb, He already had a plan for me. Like, He already knew Jocelyn, right? And knowing that God is not bound by time can be difficult, right? And I'm just speaking for myself, because our lives are built around time, right? Our lives are built around getting things done and becoming and being and all of these things, when our schedule is not like God's schedule, our thoughts are not like His thoughts, our ways are not even close to His ways. The way we reason, the way we make decisions are not even comparable to how God has set things up, right? So I had a moment of, I guess you could say, lament with the Father, pertaining to a certain piece of my life that I felt like I needed it in order to help me to become. Like, I felt like all the great, you know, strong people had it. And in this moment of lament, God has just been like, do you trust me as Jireh? Do you trust me as Jehovah Jireh? And what really brought the Jehovah Jireh point, let me go back a little bit. So in my moment of lament, the Lord illuminated to me that He is all and everything I need. I'm gonna let that sit. God is all and everything I need. He knows all things. He created all things. And He is all and everything I need. And there's a clip floating around on social media with Pastor Renee Winston, and I am not a bandwagoner. Like, songs come out And if they resonate, they resonate. If they don't, they don't. And so I try not to force myself to like certain songs until they minister to me. And anyway, so in the clip, she was ministering around the altar, and they were singing Gyra, right, by Maverick City. And you know, when it first came out, cool, yeah, that's great. But that song has a total different meaning to me now, especially the part that says, "And I will be content in every circumstance. Gyra, you are enough." In the midst of my lament and my moment of prayer and just pouring out my heart, literally pouring out my heart to God, whenever I heard this clip, it like jerked me, like shook me to a point of tears, because God is like, do you even trust me to be everything you need? Do you trust me to teach you? Do you trust me to guide you? And as the God who is not bound by time and the one who created all things, including me, do I trust him to be Father, right? And I immediately just broke down in tears, because it exposed something in me that was not fully trusting him and trusting in who I know him to be, who the word says for him to be, right? I am going to read, and if you have read the book of Genesis, or if you have read anything or heard any Bible stories, let me start there. You know the story of Abraham and how he and his wife Sarah, and God changed their names, and that's a whole different thing. But he promised them that they would bear a son, and that they would bear a son together. And when they get this son, God tells Abraham to go up and in essence sacrifice the only son, the son that God promised them. In the midst of him preparing to sacrifice the son that God promised him, I can't even imagine what Abraham was actually thinking. Like, I can't even, like, I'm sure there could have been some frustration, because I know I would have been like, God, now this is the son that you promised me, and now you're going to make me sacrifice him? Like, come on. But the reality of it is, God had a plan all along, right? We said that God is the creator of all things. He is the beginning of all things. He is the end of all things. And so Abraham goes up to this mountain to sacrifice his son. And he raises his knife to kill his son, right? This is Genesis chapter 22, if you want to just go back and read that in your own time. And as he's getting ready to kill his son, an angel of the Lord, like, calls out, like, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham just immediately goes, here am I. Like, here I am. And the angel of the Lord was like, don't lay a hand on your son. What it revealed was that God trusted, trusted God so much that Abraham was willing to sacrifice the very thing that God promised him, to be obedient to God, right? And it goes on to say, and he said, do not lay a hand on the lad or do anything to him. This is verse 12. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And I tend to think of the Mount of the Lord as a secret place, because he left behind all the people who came with him. He left them behind at the base of the mountain, and he went up to the secret place of the Lord. He went up on the mount and learned and discovered that God is a provider. So for me, in this particular story, it refers to God providing a sacrifice instead of Abraham having to sacrifice his own son. But what has been revealed to me is that Jehovah Jireh is just not provision for physical things. Jehovah Jireh is provision for wisdom. Jehovah Jireh is provision for guidance, for Jehovah Jireh is provision, period. And when I say provision, I don't just mean like money and taking care of the physical needs of a person, but even your spiritual needs. Do you trust that God is able to provide? Do you trust him to be Jehovah Jireh for you? Do you trust him to teach you? The word says that when the Holy Spirit comes, that he will not speak of himself, but speak of what he hears from the Father, and that the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you into all truth. Do you trust that everything that God has given, he gave his son Jesus, he gave and then sent back the Holy Spirit to not only dwell among us, but to dwell in us? Do you trust that even in you there is an altar or a place of Jehovah Jireh? The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide guidance when you need it. He will provide the wisdom when you need it. He will provide the peace when you need it. He will provide your next steps. And I know people think that people over-spiritualize things, but my mom is such a huge advocate for asking the Holy Spirit when you need help, asking the Holy Spirit when you feel like your back is against the wall, asking him what to do. And I had that moment, and God is so reliable, and he's so consistent, and he's so he's just awesome, and he's just the depth and the breadth of him can't even really be imagined. But I know God to be a teacher, and people think, you know, people overdo it. You know, they think people overdo it, but I'm telling you, like, I was reminded of a time when I had an observation schedule. If you don't know, I teach for a living, and there was an observation schedule. This was my very first year of teaching, and I had no idea what I was doing. Let me be frank, okay? As a first year teacher, you don't know what you're doing. You are I'm not gonna say that you're winging it every day, but you're winging it every day. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what to expect. So I was having my very first observation, and I remember just kind of being lost. And I took a moment and prayed. And I asked the Lord to help me. I asked him to help me. And I went to sleep that night, and the Lord literally allowed me to dream about how to carry out this lesson. And the next day I got up, I wrote out everything that he revealed to me in the dream. And I did that observation. And it was successful, you know, as a first year teacher, my very first observation. That's when I really recognized that God is a teacher. Like, he will download things to you that will help you to create. He will download things to you that will help you to facilitate the things that you need to do. Knowing him, receiving him, and accepting him as Jehovah Jireh in every area of your life. Every single area. You submit those areas to him and he will guide them. I know last week I said God only directs what we submit. When you submit your perspective of how you wanted things to go, when you submit those things to God, he can guide them. Why not let him guide them? The scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He shall be Jehovah Jireh when you submit certain areas to him. If you are lacking love, allow the Lord to provide love. If you are lacking peace, allow the Lord to give you peace, provide peace. If you are lacking wisdom, if you are lacking mentorship, if you are lacking just next steps, submit those things to him and allow him to provide those things for you. So I'm in a space now where I had a conversation where, you know, I'm just, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I want to put all these pieces of my life together, and I don't have to. I trust that Jehovah Jireh will allow the things to come together. He will provide insight for things to come together in his own time. In his own time. Not in my time. But I trust that when it's all said and done, that the Lord will have gotten the glory out of my life, and that I will be so connected to my Father, that I trust his time. I trust it. And I will find contentment in every circumstance because he is enough for me. And his track record is good. Let's start there. His track record is good. Always consistent. He's always on time, even when it's not in our time. I trust him. That's just that on that. So my admonishment to you today, what areas are you not trusting him to provide? We all desire human connection. It's natural. And in due time, he will provide the connection that you need. Because what you don't know is what you want to connect to or what you want to be a part of is not at its best for where you are right now. So as God is working, as God is revealing and giving insight, in one situation, he's also giving insight and is guiding and teaching you so that when the two collide, it will be beneficial for the kingdom. It'll be beneficial for you and, you know, the other circumstance. It will be at its most at the greatest impact that it can make for the kingdom of God. So, on that note, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to pray because, first of all, we always close in prayer. Let's start there. Secondly, I want someone to come to the realization that God is literally enough. Jehovah Jireh provides and is sufficient. Let me say that. He is sufficient in all things. He is sufficient and proficient in all things. And so we trust him. We trust him as Father. So let's pray, because I am very stirred, and I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not even going to tell you all that led up to this, like in fullness, but I am very stirred, and I strongly believe that what God wants to do to you in this season is he wants to father you. He wants your reliance, your expectation, your trust to be in him. That's what he desires. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your presence, even just where I am right now. I thank you for, number one, your love. Your love is unconditional. Your love is thorough. Your love is endless, and your love is sufficient for me. I thank you that even in times of lament, in times when we are not content, God, that you understand. You understand. You understand so much that you continue to love us. You continue to reveal yourself to us. You continue. You continue, and you don't stop. And so, Lord, we offer up our perspectives, our desires, our plans, our what we think this should look like. We submit these things to you. We trust them in your hand, and we trust that at the end of every single moment, that you will get the glory from our lives. We thank you that we will trust in you as Jehovah Jireh, trusting you as the Lord who provides a physical provision, but God, trusting you as a God who provides spiritual provision, who gives us revelation, who gives us insight, who gives us wisdom, who gives us peace, who gives us perspective. We trust in you with all of our hearts. And though it may be tempting to lean to what we can see, but God, we trust in you with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our souls. And we submit every piece of us to you, because you created us. And as God the creator, as God of the Bible, as the God of time, God, we trust in your plan. We trust in the way you have laid things out. And God, we don't lean to our own understanding in that, because your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are not even close to our thoughts. And Lord, we just submit all of us to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We submit all of that, and we trust you today as Jehovah Jireh. We trust you as the Lord over our lives. We trust you as the Almighty One. We trust you as being omnipotent. We trust you as being omniscient. We trust you as being the creator of all things and the creator of time. And so, God, we're grateful. We are grateful. And I ask that even in this very moment, the person who is listening on the other end of this, God, that you will begin to settle their hearts and allow them to allow your Holy Spirit to teach and to guide them and to give them wisdom and to give them the how-to and the plan for their next steps. And God, thank you for providing insight to your people. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their existence. Even the one who is feeling at this moment that they don't even want to exist. They don't even know why they are existing. They are existing because of your purpose. So God, thank you for the Comforter. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Comforter in Holy Spirit. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for allowing them, Lord, to dismiss all thoughts that they are worthless and unworthy to be loved by you. You are Father, you are Abba. You are Father, and you are Abba. And my heart rejoices in the love that you have for me, in the love that you have for each of us, in the love that you have for this listener. God, send small reminders that you see them. Send small reminders that you love them. Send small reminders that you are aware and that you care. I thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.